All right, so we are now live. We are now live. So if you guys want to hop on the Blue Capital hotline, drop your phone numbers down. So myself and Michael and the charts will be answering your questions. All right, so we got our first contestant. Are you ready?
Ready as ever.
Are you ready? All right, so it's 929. For me this way,
929-7-3-1-0-5.
Who that all is? Right, all right. Hello? Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us right now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, perfect. All right, so welcome. I didn't even catch it. Oh, it's Dwayne, right?
Yeah, I've been commenting for years. I was trying to get on the call, but I guess you ended it too soon, too late, something like that.
Oh, what was that? Did you hear him?
Mm-mm. No, he said he was trying to get on a call before, I think.
Oh, are you busy right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not busy.
Oh, okay. All right, So welcome to, so I'm going to introduce, it's episode 28. Basically, we're going to be answering any questions that you have regarding to the mindset, trading, anything particularly that you have, and we could gladly answer that for you.
Hey, no problem. First question I have is, what's your best advice for a 70-year-old upcoming trader?
Michael, you want to answer that?
Yeah, so first off, myself, I kind of wish that I had the opportunity when I was 17 to do this. So you have an opportunity right now. Understand that the opportunity at hand is huge for you. The biggest thing I could say is if you're going to start diving into the charts and into the markets and everything, respect the markets as much as possible. Take your time, learn it. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be here. So you don't have to make a million overnight. And if you think you're going to make a million overnight, you're probably going to blow your account. So, be respectful to the market and, learn as much as you can. Be a sponge, but understand that there's different ways of trading as well. And so you want to pick your lane that you want at the beginning. Like, be a scalper, learn scalping. You want to be a swing trader, be a swing trader, learn that. But stick with that rather than learn all the different types and get confused with certain tools to use and whatnot. So kind of limit yourself and, again, respect the markets. I think that's the biggest thing. And, just take your time with it. It's not going anywhere. So it's taken me, almost 2 years to get where I'm at right now. And, I feel great when it comes to the charts, but it was very intimidating at the beginning. So don't be intimidated by it. Stick with it. Any losses or lessons, there's a lot that we could say with this, because as a 17-year-old beginner, You have the whole market at the palm of your hands right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my first question for you would be, where are you at in the markets? Is this something that you're thinking about taking up, or have you looked at things? Have you started learning?
Yeah, man. You know how it is in the beginning. Everybody starts with IMO. So currently, right now, I'm with IMO, but I'm not looking forward to keep being here. They told me the basic stuff. So now I'm trying to join other real trading aspects and stuff. I actually have the box strategy.
Well, good. How do you like that box strategy?
It's going fine so far. I've been just back testing, trying on my demo and stuff like that. But yeah, that's how it is right now.
See, I think you said a key word there when you said you're back testing, but you're on your demo. So it sounds like you are taking your time on the charts, because some people will do demo like myself. I'll be the first one to admit I did 30 days on it and I jumped off of that, and I wish I'd have stayed with it for like 60 to 90. So, you know, instead I jumped into the markets not fully understanding things, and I ended up blowing my account. So that's why I speak from experience on that. But if you're using your demo, there's nothing wrong with losing free money. You know what I mean? So you're gaining all the knowledge, and just apply it, you know, when you get to the point of using a live account, then it's just like using your demo account, except with real money then at that point. But you're already in that mindset, like, hey, you know, I kind of understand a lot more where I'm at now. So yeah, I think the patience portion is huge. What's your emotional level like when you're on the trades?
Yeah, man, I feel like I be trading with emotion. Like, I actually trade my live account as well too, but you know what I mean? Like, I've blown like a couple of accounts so far, and like, I don't know, like when I feel like I'm losing in a trade, like, I just go, everything just goes left, because it just gets emotional. At times I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing. Stuff like that, and it's just, I don't know, man, it's just all over the place.
What's the most you've ever lost on one trade?
Like,
live or demo?
Live, my live account, 1400 on Bitcoin.
Okay.
Oh yeah, been there before.
That's funny, because the biggest loss I ever took, well, second biggest loss I ever took, it was my first for a while, was on Bitcoin. So Bitcoin will get you. So I'm with you on that one, Dwayne. That shit hurts.
Yeah, I lost about on Bitcoin. The most I've ever lost on Bitcoin. Yeah, it was like 24 grand. On Bitcoin, and I had two $10 lots on it.
That shit was crazy.
So I was like, wow, okay. Yeah, life really hit me real fast. And this was like during even before the start of London session. So yes, I definitely know how it feels when you lose like a big certain amount, but like then that is where you kind of want to remove the emotion part, because that is a lesson. Like, you know, like if you look at it like the bigger picture wise, we lose money all year long on stupid stuff that we buy. So when you actually are losing money in trading, it's actually a lesson, so you're preparing yourself so you don't lose that. Meanwhile, other people in the world are spending money on unnecessary things. They're really losing, you know. It's long term for them. It's just that for them it's just a season, that moment. But like, if you're losing money in a market, that's fine, that's okay. Because guess what? You're not the only one that's lost money. And that's the most beautiful part about this skill set and this industry, when you get your hands on it. So when you lose money, be like, look, you're not the only one. I've never met anyone, you know, has traded and said they never lost a big certain amount of money when it comes to trading. If someone has said they never have, then they're bullshit, you know?
Nice.
Because when that happens, they're not going to even understand or even have the emotions to handle that concept. So.
Are you familiar with the word FOMO?
No.
FOMO stands for fear of missing out. That's part of your emotional standpoint when you're in trades, because you want to catch something from the best point on the charts. Sometimes you're going to miss that. So I think the biggest thing is, and it helped me write it down and just look at it on my marker board for a while. If you can eliminate FOMO, then that's going to help you a ton. So mm-hmm. when you keep that in mind and you're like, all right, you know, if I may have missed out on an entry, I'll wait. Don't just chase a trade. Don't revenge trade. If you lose, take a step back, let it make its move, and then reanalyze your points. So that's all like kind of goes in, like I say, respect the market itself. That's the biggest thing. So, you know, there's certain ingredients to making the full end out product, and those ingredients can add up to a lot. So, like I said, patience, try and eliminate emotion as much as possible, which includes fear of missing out. And just respect the markets overall.
Yeah, that's right.
I have two more questions. One more question. The first one is, when are you guys gonna come to New York?
Come to New York? Oh man. That's actually a good question. Well,
I want to go ASAP. I want to go ASAP.
Yeah, New York is pretty dope. But yeah, we're not going to go to New York until I'm going to be starting like the whole 5-day course after, because I'm competing right now. So so after like the month of July, we're going to really game plan on which states that we're going to targeting first. I know it's going to be Arizona first, but hopefully we want to get to the East Coast, because I really want to get there out of the way. Like, the West Coast is great. Been there, done that. But we're going to start heading out to the East Coast, probably even New York, and then Boston, and then from there. So if we get a good amount of students there, that's honestly where it's going to really come down to. And then we'll be there, because my office space is actually all over within the country. So we'll have a clean facility. It'd be pretty dope, create the whole culture environment. So yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Yep, I would say that wherever we go, that depends on y'all, because we'll have those
five-day
courses being filled up.
Yeah, so you know, 5-day courses are going to be really getting packed. So if you have friends that's been really, you know, some spectacle, you know, they want to learn, you know, like, if you know, like I like to say, like, if you know, if you have boys, and you know, you want to put them on to something that could, you know, benefit them and change their life, or even truly have a vehicle to accomplishing what they really want to accomplish, then yeah, why not? Like, this is the year that everyone should be reinvesting into themselves. So, and it's going to pay you long term and in a lifetime.
Yep.
All right. And the next one is, should I start focusing on like certain pairs? Cause like, I used to trade like every single pair and just stick to like certain pairs and try to run them.
Yeah, I would say start off at the beginning of limiting yourself to only a couple pairs. So decide whether you like volatile pairs or whether you like slow pairs. If you want to take your time and learn, maybe a euro pair will be good, because it moves fairly slow. They move behind GBP pairs. But if you want to catch pips and you want to kind of like dive into the deep end a little bit, hop into GBP pairs if that's the case. So you'll find that like GJ moves a lot faster than a lot of pairs. GN moves a lot faster than a lot of pairs, but you'll find like EU moves real slow. So, or even the euro and Swiss franc. Like, you can find with a lot of consolidation on charts, or lagging moves, you'll find that those are like the slower pairs. So it depends on what you're looking for. So stick to a couple of them. Find the correlation, because if you can find a pair that they correlate with or against, like how GJ correlates against the against gold, right? So if you're buying GJ, you're probably selling gold, right? So if you can use those as puzzle pieces, and until you get the full puzzle together, you can start off with a couple pieces. That's all you need to do. Start off with that border, work your way to the middle, and complete that picture. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate you, Dwayne, for hopping on.
You're more than welcome, man.
Yeah, most definitely. All right. So we have Willie going to be hopping on next. All right, Willie, we're giving you a call right now. All right, we got our next contestant.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man, it's going great. It's going great. Life is good, bro. Blessed.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I was just calling in, or thanks for calling in. I wanted to say, like, Blue Capital Academy is amazing. Helped me in my trading journey. Learned a lot from you guys, too. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that really means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the biggest reward that we could get is hearing feedback like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned professional, actually. I traded Maverick.
Hey.
It's out of Utah, their proprietary firm. So.
Awesome. Congrats.
Step by step, so.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, like, anybody listening, these men, they play no game. Like, do yourself a favor and sign up, man. Stop playing yourself. Just get to it, man.
That's awesome, man. That just put me on a cloud.
I just say thank you, man. Like, the journey is long, and like you guys were saying earlier to the gentleman, it's long, it's like tedious, but you got to find what works for you. Like, now I only trade on the daily chart.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get into trends, stay disciplined, and I focus on my bottom line at the end of the year. That's
yeah.
my biggest focus. Of what, how much am I making on a yearly basis, and what's the percentage of the trend?
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Man, that's awesome.
So, yeah. That's what I said. I gotta stop by and say what's up, man.
Yeah, you stop by, you know.
I'm a workhorse, bro. You know me, bro. I got like two D jobs. I love it.
Well, yeah, don't be a stranger, man. Stop by.
Yep, I'm gonna come say hello. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take care and keep going, bro. You know, I'm definitely watching. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is coming. I mean, like the way I trade is completely different. It's very indicator based. I get into the trend before the trend even starts, really. I've been blessed to find, you know, just a group of people that kind of speak my language in terms of trend. I got the Maverick opportunity. I just applied. I didn't think I was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in my trials and I'm waiting to get funded. So
yeah.
And now since the stock market is crashing, a lot of listeners out there, you know, like when that market goes down, our market gets a little bit better. If you notice, volume and volatility is starting to pick up. So now is the time where you can really, you know, hunker down, be disciplined, and make some money.
Facts. Yep. Facts.
So, yep. So I'm gonna come in, man. I gotta say hello to my day one, man. You guys bought me the market. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, it started. Man, it's crazy. You know, like when you see people's growth, you know, it's truly remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys were the first ones that made me really fall in love with like the family aspect too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys have a really good culture going on there. I'm telling you, anybody listening, do yourself a favor, man. No bullshit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's the things we take pride in is the culture that leads to success. I feel like if you can feel comfortable in a work environment, then you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that culture moves mountains when you have like-minded people that are working together.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. I'm glad it worked out for you, bro.
Yep. I appreciate you guys.
All right, no problem. All right. Sounds good.
Bye, man.
All right.
Bye.
So that was our former student, Willie, joined us when we started Blue Capital FX, I believe. Used to come into the office, and now this dude is just trading for a firm now. Like, you know, and we love to talk about people's growth, especially when, you know, they join us and, you know, and they feel comfortable to start trading on their own and or just, you know, want to just do their own thing, which we completely respect. So again, like I love seeing people win. I love seeing people growth when, you know, they come to us and they find a value and then they just run with it. So I think we have our next caller, Gonzalez, and then we have Jared next. So Jared, you're gonna go next after Gonzalez. So let's give Gonzalez a call. 323-774-8272. Let's see what we got. Gonzalez 99. That's an interesting IG name. Yeah, we have someone that's actually joining. Hey, how's it going, Gonzalez?
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
Hey, not much, my guy. How's everything going on with you?
Everything's going amazing, you know. Thank you. First of all, thank you guys for calling me, you know.
Yeah, of course.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's a brand new month, so ready for new goals. So
doing well. Thank you.
All right. You know, I have a few questions actually. You know, I've actually been trading for like around a year now, and So far, I've done peer demo accounts for like 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
But only recently, I started doing a live account, and shit, man, everything's been doing great. I've been actually following your strategy a little bit, Ken, with the whole bot strategy a little bit. I have a buddy of mine that's in your category, and he's kind of like went over with my strategy and his and your strategy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And man, what does that shit work wonders? So,
man, I just want to stop you there. I just keep hearing everyone that's been taking a box strategy, and it just works out for them. Yeah. Like, you know, I like to tell people, you know, trading is like being realistic. It is boring if you don't understand what's going on, but if you have it very simple, you know, it becomes very fun. Like, mm-hmm. It's remarkable that. The feedback that we just keep getting on the box strategy, and it was just like, wow, like people are actually now seeing the market. They could actually trade, they actually could profit, and they feel good. And there's nothing more sexier than seeing a blue screen on your MT4. Like, I love seeing blue screens. Like, it's my favorite color.
Yeah, definitely. That actually falls into my next question I had for you guys, because right now, you know, I don't want to say it's one of my struggles, but mm-hmm. I would call it one of my struggles. I know simplicity is key in these markets, and I'm very well with keeping my charts super clean. Like, I love naked charts.
Mm-hmm.
I try to not overcomplicate with all my FIB indicators. I'm only writing with two SMAs, the mm-hmm. 50 and the 20 SMA. But I tend to overcomplicate my charts and overcomplicate my trades. What would you recommend for someone like that? Like, I tend to like overanalyze.
That it's common to do so. If you can find yourself in the middle of analyzing a trade, and you're getting to a point to where you feel like you might be chasing the trade, I think you might need to step back from that chart and move on to a different one for a minute. Like. What I've kind of made myself do, like, I used to do the same thing and just analyze the same thing over and over and over mm-hmm. and over and over yep. again, to the point to where I tended to find that I was chasing what wasn't really there. I wanted the charts to do what I saw happening, and it always did the opposite. So I tell any student that comes to my classes, the Monday classes or Wednesday classes.
Yeah, it really comes down to reverse psychology.
Yeah.
If you think that if you want something to happen, think the opposite of what you're thinking that's going to happen. And then you see how quickly your mind percepts to that change. And you're like, oh, wow. Like, I wanted it to be up here, but you got to think opposite of that. Like, you know, like it's going to come down here. And then if it aligns to your communication, I mean, not communication, but your confirmation, boom.
Well, and I tend to find that if I'm spending a lot of time on a chart, I time myself, and I can usually find a good trade within the span of about between five and 10 minutes. So if I'm looking at the same chart over and over and over again, and it's longer than that, then at that point, like I said, I'm chasing, and I shouldn't be chasing, because chasing is just as dangerous as revenge trading.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to be your own worst enemy in this market. So sometimes you got to even just talk to yourself. Like Ken said a million times on lives, on podcasts, and classes. You know, talk to yourself, build yourself up, but don't be afraid to tell yourself this isn't a trade that you need to take, you know, if it gets a little too complicated.
Yeah. And like I said, I tend to do this a lot because I tend to, like, trade only one pair. I found out for myself that, man, for gold, on a demo, I started at 1K and I blew it up to 4K in a matter of, like, a week or so, but just mm-hmm. gold by itself, like gold is amazing, you know, and I tend to only trade one pair, and I tend to find myself, like, as you say, like, just looking at it, and then I tend to, like, doubt myself a little bit, you know, and I do sometimes just, like, close the laptop and be like, nah, you know what, I'm gotta get out of this headspace, like, just walk away, as you would say, you know, and I think that's something that, damn, I should, you know, work on a lot more.
Yeah, and this is also something I could add in too. So for people that, you know, they're overcomplicating their analysis and their markups, just take a break, you know, be on a sideline. So actually analyze the markets. Don't trade in the markets, right? And just watch how each candle forms between each of the sessions that's opening up. So then next week, you could actually, by the end of the week, you could actually hold yourself accountable and be like, wow, I marked up about two or different pairs, you know, and I kept consistent of where prices was going to come into. So then you're building up confidence for yourself for that following week that's going to happen. So now you're ready. You're going to have that killer instinct that now I'm sharp. You know, I didn't trade at all last week. I was confident. I kept to my confirmation, to my rules. I was not being greedy. You know, even though you weren't trading, it's something that you got to mentally prepare yourself. So and then that following week, it's just going to be exactly how you mentally prepare yourself from that previous week. And then from there, it's just going to be a routine. Once it becomes a routine, it's just like you're not overanalyzing on your pairs. You're getting into the pairs. You're getting into your confirmations, your rules, and setting yourself for your discipline level to be right there. So then everything's just going to align.
For example, this past, week we saw, gold completely fall a little bit. Mm-hmm. With that whole analysis of gold, like, I didn't trade it, the whole sell that played off.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just marked up the sell. Notice, we were riding under that 20th of May. Like, a lot of people were saying, I was seeing a bunch of analysis on Instagram, like, buy gold, and it's like, wow, like, shit, like, I don't even like that idea, and yet I was bullish for gold,
Yeah.
So, I just didn't trade, look to the charts, what was it, like Friday, and I see gold completely dump like 200 pips, and I'm just like, shit, my analysis was completely spot on,
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take the trade. Sometimes I feel like, man, I left money on the table, but it's like, trades will always come,
Yeah, most definitely.
Different opportunities in the market all the time,
Mm-hmm.
So, can I make a quick suggestion? Is that if you're looking and trading only gold, you might want to consider a regular Forex pair. Only because gold itself, this will give you an opportunity to step away from gold and look at something else. So you don't miss out on trades or miss out on money. Mm-hmm. Gold, if you look at it, it went down a lot over Friday, right?
Or you could also trade. You could trade YAM oil.
Yep, you could. The commodities, the energies, they all kind of work opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at gold, gold is supposed to technically go opposite of like USD and opposite of the US 30, right? Well, they all kind of went the same exact way. So gold has a mind of its own. You have to understand that gold will do when it wants.
Yeah, it's very push on fundamental news. So anything that's revolving around with their economy, that's, if gold is being such a high demand, then that is going to be the volume of it, the direction is going to be pushing. So, like, that's why gold, you could trade it, but you have to be really, really, really patient to actually look for those moves. And once you have those moves, then it just, it'll always win in your favor. But, like, patience is, like, really highly required when it comes to trading the commodities because it's very fundamental based. Once you have the fundamental base behind it, and then of course the market structure will follow it as well too. So, but
So you could
I do notice that the correlation in the pairs, like for example, GJ completely sold off a little bit, and gold did the same thing. They kind of look somewhat identical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are supposed to go opposite.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like gold does its own thing, due to the fundamental news and stuff like that, but that's why I was maybe suggesting your a second pair being a technical pair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something that's going to move based on technicals.
I get what you mean. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And, I usually tend to only like gold. Second other pair would be like probably more likely like GJ or UJ,
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I try to see my charts, because I always tell myself when I start saying, man, I don't want to confuse myself, like, I'm going to stick to three or four, and that's it, So now as I'm, understanding technicals a lot more, I'm understanding how fundamentals can come a big role in the market.
Yeah.
I start seeing myself, now I don't mind, don't be scared to look at another pair, don't be scared, look at that pair, analyze that one. As you're saying, analyze the whole pair and see how it looks at the end of the week,
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm actually starting my FTMO challenge. I started last week. I got funded $25K, and I'm actually positive right now, $1,000 for my first trial. Have you guys heard any much about FTMO?
Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. Like, you know, like, to me, like, it's completely optional. Like, you know, like, everyone has different financial situations. Like, you know, like, I could say for myself, I could grow, like, an account up to 25K without, you know, being funded. But, like, for anyone that, you know, that wants to have that big capital, because once you have that big capital, it becomes very more easier to actually start trading and getting bigger ROIs. So if the challenge, you know, that benefits you in your favor, I have no problems with people, you know, actually getting funded if you are doing it the right way. So, like, if it helps, yeah, if it helps you, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you know, or like any advice. My approach to FTMO right now is just I have a skill set. I have a few live accounts to move away, no higher than like $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking of like, man, if I use a skill set, get funded my $25,000 and just for 2 months, you know, back up maybe like $10,000, $15,000, like that's opening up more capital for myself. You know?
Yeah.
I'm easing myself into a large capital, you get me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think that's a good approach for FTMO? Like, I'm trying to trade for them.
Yeah, you're honestly reinvesting back into yourself, so, which, you know, doesn't hurt you at all. So, I said, like, you know, if it helps you, then why not? Like, you know, we're already living as a life that is struggle to even make money as it is, but there's so many opportunities that's out there if people fully take full advantage of it. So
I'm, like I said, I'll keep you guys updated, you know, hopefully starting this next week. I already complete the challenge. But you know, that was all my questions I had for you guys.
All right, man,
I've been listening to your podcast a lot now, 10 in the morning, and man, starting from the episode number one to where you guys are at now, woo, it's been amazing.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that feedback. It really means a lot to us.
Hell yeah, man. You know, I hope to, you know, hopefully get into this, you know, a lot more. You know, I hope to really, like, zone in a lot on this training, you know, like, I plan to take this professionally coming in these next months,
mm-hmm.
So hopefully everything plays out nicely.
Awesome, sounds good.
Wish the best for you, man.
Sorry, what was that?
I said I wish you the best.
Oh, thank you, man, thank you, you know, thank you guys, you know. And I have a question, you know, this is a random question. Where are you guys located from? I see you guys have, like, an office and everything, you know? But where are you guys from, exactly?
We're in Scottsdale, Arizona, so our office is actually located in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you guys are in Arizona. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Nice. Not that far. I'm from LA, so.
Hey, you're only a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep.
Man, what the hell does that mean?
It translates to not being far.
Oh, man. All right, man. Take care, Gonzalez, man.
Hey, thank you guys for your time.
Yeah,
thank
no
you
problem.
So you're welcome, man.
Thank you.
All right, so we got Blake up next.
Wait, didn't we have somebody else before that?
Yeah, it was Blake. He was talking. He gave us, like, a deep, deep message. Okay. So this is going to be our last caller for today, 73, is it 997? 41555. And after that, this will be your last caller, and then I'm just gonna keep the live going and answering any guys' your questions. So, and we'll go from there if Blake picks up. Hey, how's it going, Blake?
Good, bro. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Man. Doing good.
Nice to meet you, Michael, too.
Hey, likewise.
Been a good journey in the Forex market.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely a pleasure to meet you, man.
Thanks, man. So, I got a question. What do you guys see in a young like a person like me, a 19-year-old, you know, wanting to get into Forex, wanting to, you know, just, how you say it.
Hey, we're going to do one more. I forgot this. I completely skipped it.
You know, what keep it short, though. Where does it take to do all that?
So the biggest thing that I would kind of revert back to, like I said, to the first caller that we had. If you're looking into getting in the markets, respect the markets. But overall, I think as a 19-year-old, kind of getting into it, you have one thing you also have to realize is that you have a ton of potential. So that potential can go into two ways. By respecting the market, it's going to turn into being humble. Stay humble as much as you can. You might see a lot of dollar signs coming in. As you're starting to learn, you might be catching on to it. And, you know, I've seen the vast majority of people turn around and all of a sudden they're buying 10 bottles at the club. You know what I mean? The more you stay on the charts, the harder you work and you build up that income, the more you can do with it later on and make boss moves. You know what I mean? So
I'm just trying to minimize the, you know, losses. You know, that's mainly what I focus on. Pretty much. I mean, I focus on that management skills, you know, just the psychology of it. When I first began to trade, I mean, man, I work a 9-to-5 job. I get paid $300 a week. Imagine that. $300 a week.
Yeah.
I pay half of that for my bills and I put half of that in my trust. You know, one time, there was a time where greed took its place and I was up, you know, up $70 and, you know, I was wanting to go higher. I lost all that. I lost like $240 just because, you know, I didn't close on a position, and that was a huge lesson for me. You know, one time I worked, you know, at a landscaping company for the whole summer, and I'm not going to lie to you, I lost $10,000 through an investor.
Wow.
And that was a huge mistake of my life, and that really turned my life around. And, you know, learning from these lessons and growing off of them, it's really humbling. You know, like how you guys say that, which I admire, and I'm inspired by you guys, you know.
So I think you've got the right mindset in that sense. A lot of times, just in life, just being as old as I am, if I could pass anything in life down to you as a younger person, life is going to give you a bunch of shit that you just need to deal with, right? So it's just going to make you stronger for the next situation each single time. But you're going to find that a lot of things in life, you're going to find that it's like it's easier and better to do things on your own until you find either the person or the group of people that is in the same exact mindset as you. So you have to protect whatever investment you have.
I found that down in my own capital state. I found a group of people, you know, same mindset, same ideas, you know, like impulses, corrections, and correlations, and, you know, that's what they love to do, and I get that, and I like to, you know, use that along with the box strategy, you know, just retest, and that's how I view the market, you know, pretty much, and, you know, I have another question, by the way. Do you guys agree that having a strong desire and taking risk and action will get you to your dream goal? Because every 6 months I create goals for those 6 months and I just follow through with them. So how would you guys do that?
You want to touch on that?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like it's actually a requirement that I should want for every person, you know, because that's just only going to keep you motivated and keeping you to task on what you truly want to accomplish, you know. So so I do really require that for everyone, you know.
I put a lot of passion into the market, including my education. Like there was a time where I just didn't even get on the market for like 5 months. I mean, I did demo trading, but you know, I wasn't really worried about looking at the market. I was worried more about, you know, just the education, knowing, you know, the right way to trade and, you know, managing my money. Psychology was heavy, you know, like there was a psychology analogy saying, hey, you flip a coin 10 times, you flip a quick coin 5 times, it lands on heads. What's that sixth one going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. And people think it's going to be, you know, tails, when really it could be heads. So, you know, you can always, you know, it doesn't always go your way. It's either gonna turn on you or, you know, mess you up. But you just gotta bounce back. And honestly, when I see it, you know, you miss a trade, man. I mean, I'm just not even gonna care about it. I'm just gonna move on and forget it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is, you know. You can't do anything about it. You can't bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Like you have to perceive yourself like that. I know there were times that I just needed a break from the markets, and a lot of people are so content of always being involved in the trading that they have to be trading every week, like, you know, and it's always a good thing to actually reflect and take your mind away from it. And sometimes you need that, like, you know, to actually, you know, to reset your mindset. And that's how you're going to really perfect your craft, you know, and especially how you talk. How you talk about how passionate you are when it comes to trading, because some people are just doing it just to do it, like, you know, and they don't take it as seriously. So, yeah. So.
Yeah, can I just say for a second here, at 19 years old, bro, you
like I wish I had it. Yeah, like for your mindset.
It's just like I learned that, like, man, like, think about it, guys. A librarian has all this knowledge. You know, like, think about it. They read all these books all day. They have all this knowledge, but they're not applying. Mm-hmm. You know,
your mindset though is way ahead of your age though. So. If you can get that down, this market is 80% mental, 20% trading knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, if your mind is where it needs to be, everything else will start falling right in place where it needs to go.
Exactly.
One podcast I was listening to on the way to work was like, you know, like the deeper meaning of trading. You know, it's not like you can show someone the charts and they're gonna have this all, you know, big idea that, oh, I can get rich quick, you know, it's really not like that. And I, you know, that's what I really love, you know, trading has a deeper meaning than, you know, what it really is. Mm-hmm. So, that's what it's about.
I give you props.
That's what I love about it.
I definitely give you props where you're at mentally, bro.
Most definitely. I wish I had that mindset. Facts. When I was that. I did have that mindset when I was young, but... Not really like fully utilizing the resources that we have in front of us like today, like, you know, so which a lot of people, you know, they have it or they don't, like, you know, so it might take
just, the way I am today is just like life, you know, growing up, you know, life showed me just a lot of dark places at a young age, which just made me so mature, you know. I didn't grow up in a great family. I didn't, you know, have a lot of money, but you know, anything my thoughts came to, I just had that one little strong, heated desire, like, come on, man. I used to play basketball for 4 years, you know, for my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even make the team eighth grade, and I was all emotional about it, and my determination was just to be on the team, to be on varsity level, you know.
Yeah.
And I made that goal, and, you know, the next goal is whatever's ahead. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling me, too.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. All right. So, appreciate you, Blake, for hopping on. So, more blessings to you in your trading journey. And, we definitely will keep in touch.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Blake.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, most definitely. All right. So, we have one more caller. I think it's Gerard. See if I can actually find his phone number. Okay, there it is. This actually looks like Boston.
857-442-4441.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. Thank y'all for giving me a call, and I definitely respect it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so I'll just jump right into it. A question I have for me would be, what is your opinion on someone that is struggling with entry in terms of you do your analysis, you're pretty confident as to where the trade's gonna go, whether it's a buy or sell, but then a fear of the market comes in, and also you just not
like having the right timing in for the market.
You want to elaborate that a little bit?
You go ahead. You're the entry king.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, say that one more time, because I know you're asking about like two different things. So you're asking about the entry and what, knowing when is a buy or a sell?
No, he's confident. He's
confident. Oh, he's confident. He's confident.
Yeah, his is just on interest.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we're here.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Alright. So what I was saying is fear of entering the market, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So having the right analysis, but not knowing like essentially when to enter because of fear of the market.
Okay. Alright, so this is where it comes to having the whole emotional state when it comes to having the fear of the market. One, you gotta come into the market with no emotions. Two, you know, I would love to say you have to have the Kobe Bryant mentality. You know, you have to be hella confident in knowing that this is the trade that you're getting in. You're gonna make money in this trade, and your trade is gonna actually hit your TP. You can't be scared of the market, because guess what the market's already doing? They're already making money up and down, sideways, collecting a lot of people's wrong positions, wrong entry points, hitting their stop loss left and right. So they're already making money, right? Your concern is how are you going to beat the market? You want to beat the market. So if you're getting into your entry, you got to make sure it's confident. If you feel like it's not confident, then back out. It's not really worth going into the market when you're scared and you're fearing it, because what the market's already telling you that it's already won, right? So you rather want to get into a setup that you know that it's clean, it aligns with your confirmations, and you can execute on those trades, right? So you want to get to the habit of doing that. And not just getting into a trade just to get in their trade, because in the end you already lost. Like it's game over, you know? So that's how you're gonna eliminate the fear of getting involved into any trade setups that you wanna get involved with. So just don't ever, ever, ever be scared of the market. Because the market will eat you up, and right now the market is just trying to tell you that, hey, I want all your money. I don't want you to ever trade again.
Well, and that's what stop loss is for. Yeah. You have your stop loss there for a reason, right?
So, like, you know, you always want to be risking your account, you know, at least like 1-3 risk to reward ratio. So you're always protecting yourself. You got to protect yourself. Like, that's just like, I'm going to use this analogy. Like, you know, like if you meet like the love of your life, and for example, let's just say the love of your life is the perfect trade setup, right? And you want to get involved with the perfect trade setup. Your entry is going to be, obviously, of course, it's going to be important, just like how you trying to get a girl's phone number is going to be important, right? So you want to get that great communication, you want to get that good flow, just like how you get an entry point. So if you're not using no stop loss, and say you met her and you're not using no protection, you're blowing yourself out the water already, you know? So like you want to protect yourself. You know, and getting into the trade and like, all right, perfect. Now I'm trading smart. Now I'm dealing with this person smart, right? Like you want to look at that from that kind of perspective, right? And as the trade is going along, you could use your stop profits for your stop loss, and it just set it and forget it. If it hits your take profit, cool. If it misses your take profit, close. You know, you're getting paid to being patient. Not getting paid to be in rush, right? So secure your profits, close, and that's it. Oh, and just for someone that's on the live, and babies equals a blown account. It's perfect. Like that's how I look at it. Like when I look in a trade, I'm like, damn, I got another baby. I blew my account. Wow. Like wow. I'm not trying to accumulate so many babies.
Wow.
Because I don't want so many damn blown accounts. Like, you know? Protect yourself. Life will always protect you. Damn, that was good.
Woo!
I don't know how I can even follow up on that. But real quick, I would think about it like this: fear gets you nowhere, right?
Yeah, fear gets you nowhere. You know, it's just like how you talk to a lady. You think you're gonna get her by being scared? No. Every woman wants a confident man.
So
it doesn't have to be the best looking man, but could be confident, very confident.
Think about it like this as well. If you don't get into a trade because you're afraid of the entry, then the market has won. If you get into the trade, there's a 50% chance that the market is going to lose, which gives you better odds. So you always want the odds into your favor. So if that helps you become more of a beast to say, hey, I lose 100% of the time if I don't take a risk, or I have a 50% chance of taking this money from the market and the market losing, so I need to get into this trade, take it. Just make sure that your stop loss is the correct risk management. Yep. And at that point, who cares whether you win or lose? Because regardless, it's going to be a lesson. Just don't over leverage and you'll be all right.
Yeah. And that's the most greatest factor when it comes to for people trading, is they're always over leveraging. I'm like, why are you always over leveraging? That's like you robbing your mom every time you're getting into a trade setup.
Yeah, you might
like, stop robbing your mom. Stop robbing your mom. Be grateful. Get into a trade setup. Secure the bag. And keep it moving. There's so many other trades. For a whole week when the market has opened up, there's so many trades that's happening. You know, depending on what kind of trader you are, right? So, like, you know, just keep it as simple as possible. Like, you know, people shouldn't be making it complicated, you know? Just keep it simple. If you lose, good. It's just a lesson. You're correcting yourself now, you know? For the people that don't correct themselves and then they wonder why they're not being profitable, it's because you're not taking it as seriously as you should be taking it. You know, you're just getting in there so you could be like, hey, I caught 80 pips. Did you educate yourself on 80 pips? No. You know, so like you got to educate yourself as you're winning as well as you're losing as well too. So when you do that, then you take your mindset and the perspective of trading to a whole new level.
Yeah, if you're going to over-leverage, you might as well take all your money, go to Vegas, and put it on black.
Like, I got to say this, I'm going to say this just once. If you over-leverage, just make sure that you have enough to deposit right back. Yep. If you got to ask yourself that. If you cannot deposit what you just over-leveraged on, then don't over-leverage. You're only hurting yourself. This is a long-term game, not a short-term game, long-term. So.
All right, definitely. So I got one more question for you guys.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Sundays, right, I have this mindset or this thought process of, like, you know, like, okay, the market has to reset before I look for an entry or something like that. Like, what is your guys' thoughts on trading on Sundays?
I don't do it.
Honestly, like, the market just opened up, so it's not just too much that you could get out of from an opening of a market on a Sunday. So I've seen people have trade and they capitalize on trades that, you know, they open up on a gap, or they actually held trades over the weekend. Honestly, I like, it's just like how my analogy, I put this perspective that I like to look at a book, then open it first, right? Look at a book, it piques my interest, right? So just like how the markets open up, I'm not just gonna dive right in. Right. So I want to open the book up and be like, all right, I'm reading it. And then I get a full concept of what I'm reading and what the detail of it. Right. So I'm not just diving into because the market has just opened up. Right. Like, no, it makes no sense. So you want to let the market flow, give you a perception of what, you know, the overall trend is, and then execute. Right. When there's more volume within the day. So starting from Tuesday. That's where you're going to have more volume starting, you know, with London to opening of the New York session. So just don't dive in just because the market has opened. I don't like even to trade on Sundays anymore because I've learned my lesson. It's fucked me so many times, you know. So it's just like, why start off the week being negative when you have Monday and Tuesday coming right up? So
you can catch more pips Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On those 3 days alone, that can make up for every trade. All you need really is 50 a day.
Yeah.
And if I told you on Tuesday you could trade and catch 200 on a pair in a day, at that point you just made 4 days worth of trades. So why take Sunday and Monday and force yourself to get into something when you can just let it move?
Yeah, like, you know, like
you got to understand on market conditions as well too. So if you see nothing is moving, don't trade. Don't even. It's not even worth it. Trust me, it's not worth it. Your account is gonna thank you, because I rather have my account still looking in blue, with no trades, than rather than being hella red, negative, marginal, close to margin out, and you're like, damn, that's my Sunday.
Yep.
So again, you know, just back to, you know, one of my guys saying, you don't want your account being a blown baby, you know. And that's it. We don't want babies, you know, equals blown accounts. So
a lot of traders will tell you that Sundays and Mondays are actually called trap days.
Yeah. So, you know, don't trap yourself.
Look into that if you're not familiar with it, because the banks will mess with you on those days specifically.
All right, guys. Do you guys have time for one more, or?
Yeah.
Ask it.
Shoot your shot.
My next question would be this. I know there's, you know, the different types of sessions, but what I want to ask is, what time a day do you guys primarily trade?
I personally love trading New York sessions because I love the volatility. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm gonna say it one more time. I love it. But I don't like trading London. Like before, like, you know, you gotta understand, like, with Donald Trump, since he's been elected, London session has been completely dead, like completely dead. Like, and that was my session that I actually used to love to trade when Obama wasn't president. But now, you know, we have Donald Trump, like, you know, everything that's happening, because he's trying to improve, you know, our U.S. economy. So everything that's trade based, that's that moves during New York session are the most volatile pairs. And those volatile pairs are during New York session. So all those pairs are always flying. You know, New York session is a pretty long session. So so that's the session I'm always trading on. I think Michael could also agree as well, too. You know, trading Michael's session. I mean, the New York session. Yeah, so if you want to catch the big moves, you want to have, you know, the good ROIs, you know, New York session is where it's at, honestly.
Yeah, it's funny, like, you'll find that, of course, when you're looking at the primary currency of a pair, so your euros, your GBP, like, they're highly traded within London session, right? But you will find that based on correlation, so gold moves heavy late in the morning, like, what, the 3:30 our time, 5:30 Eastern, right before New York opens, right? So when gold is really moving, then it moves during New York, that's going to push GJ. So you still might catch a lot of pips on GJ even during New York because of how the U.S. dollar is moving. Or if you like to trade the indices pairs are always going to move highly volatile during the New York session anyway when trades are being taken for the stocks. So I agree 100% with Ken in the sense that New York is the best one to trade. Your setups may come from London, though. So if you're looking at London, the first few hours, you should be able to look and find future entries and take profits to be ready for, let's say, maybe a pending order if you want to set a buy limit or a sell limit or even a stop, depending on where the price is at. You can get those setups within London and then just watch everything move during New York.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you guys for answering my questions. I mean, it's been very helpful. And I think just keep doing what y'all doing. And I see y'all working. I'm a big fan of you guys. And I'm saying Counter Tool and the whole capital movement. So I respect y'all, man. Just keep grinding.
Hey,
and I'll do the same stuff. Respect it.
We appreciate you, man. Definitely want to see you succeed, bro. So keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, brother.